From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
We have a new teacher at my school. She's fresh out of the credential program and, like all first-year teachers, she's just filled with enthusiasm. She's at school until 6 p.m. putting up bulletin boards, and she's out in the schoolyard jumping rope with her first graders. She has passionate conversations about reading curriculum, and she lugs those phone book-sized teacher manuals home every weekend and lugs them back marked with Post-its. She is so bursting with brand new energy, it makes me, a veteran teacher, tired just to say hello to her. Oh yeah, one more thing. She is 58 years old. Over the years, I've had a surprising number of conversations with people who, hearing I'm a teacher, tell me they wanted to be a teacher but somehow ended up doing something else. And that's the story with our new teacher, too. Miss B, I'll call her, always dreamed of teaching. But at age 21, instead of college, she went to work, a stewardess, as they were called back then. Years passed, and Miss B gave up on her teaching dream. She got married, coped with the turbulence of an airline career, transfers to new cities, mergers, a couple bankruptcies, and that pension, forget it. But she didn't forget about teaching. In her 40s, she volunteered at her neighborhood school and started taking college courses. It took 10 years, but she was determined, and she earned her BA degree between flights to Tokyo, one class each semester. She was accepted into the teaching program and student-taught, loving every minute of it. And just in time for the steepest descent in the airline industry, Miss B, after flying 37 years, located her nearest exit and graduated. At the graduation, the loudest applause was for her. So Miss B has made a smooth landing right into Classroom 12. Teaching, a physically and emotionally draining job, would not be most people's idea of retirement, but you've never seen anyone happier. It just goes to show that, like an airplane, if you set your course precisely, you're bound to reach your correct destination. Life has a way of offering second chances. For Miss B, life's second chance took her from first class to first grade. These days, instead of traveling the world, she's changing it, one kid at a time. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.